Just over 4 years ago, the intelligence community launched Intellipedia, a wiki and other tools that are sought to better connect and share information among intelligence employees. Now the civilian side is following suit. It's called FedSpace, and Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us from the Open Government and Innovations Conference with details on the lessons some social networking veterans say FedSpace should keep in mind. Hey there, Jason.
Good afternoon, Chris.
So let's start off with Intellipedia, because it seems like not so long ago, but to many it seems like eons ago. Remind us what it is and where is it?
So this is a site where all 16 intelligence agencies can collectively use and collaborative kind of share information across government. Intellipedia first started off as a typical wiki like Wikipedia and a blogging tool, and those were really your first forays into social networking, Web 2.0, and that was launched right around 2006. But over the last four years, many more tools have come online, including microblogging sites similar to Twitter. They call it Chirp, a YouTube video site that they call iVideo, and a picture sharing site similar to Flickr. Don Burke is considered one of the co-founders of Intellipedia, and now he works at the CIA.
It's really pretty spectacular that it's there at all. And I think our core things that made it successful were first and foremost that it was openly editable by everyone. It was at a broad audience. All you needed was an authenticated user ID as provided by Alex's group. And you can then contribute what you know. And I think this was the truly unique aspect that Intellipedia and its suite of tools brought to the table.
So just a few statistics about Intellipedia. More than 75,000 contributors on the top secret portion, more than 72,000 on the secret level, and more than 36,000 on the unclassified portion. And these are just the contributors, not necessarily users. There are many more users, totaling more than 250,000 users. Intelligence employees conduct more than 1 million searches a week on the top secret level and 1.3 million searches on the secret portion of the tool. And overall, users are sending more than 1 million instant messages a day.
Wow. So Intel Link, where's Intel Link heading as we look forward?
No, we talk a lot about Intellipedia, but really IntelliLink is the suite of all these tools. It includes Intellipedia, includes the iVideo and Chirp. Don Burke says the core of these tools are there now, and what's coming are actually more capabilities. And these are the new tools that you're bringing in, familiar to what people see on the open internet, like the iVideo, like Chirp, like the new microblogging site. IntelliLink is working on several of the other technologies, like mashups, like semantic search, where the search engine looks at different spellings of names. So if you usually go by Chris, but someone types in Christopher, it would recognize that. That's a kind of a semantic change. And even they're adding geospatial information to all the data that's out there. So you can maybe correlate not just the who and the what, but the where. And I think it's basically taking the next steps of what we're seeing with technology has gone over the last year and a half or two throughout the open internet or the commercial internet and where it's heading in the future. Now, they're also facing several challenges that they're going to have to deal with over the next few years, because as IntelliLink grows, it's going to become a larger part of how agencies do their work. Remember, there are 4 years worth of employees now who only know IntelliLink's tools, and that's a huge beginning to culture change that Burke says.
And go ahead.
I was going to say, so the challenges include, for instance, records management and how to fund and govern kind of these new tools, because these are intelligence community tools that are shared by everyone, but really they're owned kind of, sort of, if you will, by one organization within the intelligence community. So how do you pay for upgrades? How do you pay for new functionalities without really a centralized funding mechanism? So those are just, challenges we hear from maturing organizations, from any company that's growing as they face.
And particularly these tools, which haven't been around for that long. What are some of the lessons learned, or do they have any recommendations as other folks are developing these things, like the folks at GSA who are developing FedSpace?
Well, as you mentioned in your opening, FedSpace is a federal CIO, Vivek Kundra's idea to take really that concept of Facebook, MySpace, and really especially IntelliLink, and build it out for civilian agencies. And as you mentioned, GSA is leading this effort. The session where Burke spoke offered several lessons that Mr. Kundra and others to consider. Well, let me give you some. Alex Voltepisis is with the IntelliLink organization in the Office of the Director for National Intelligence. And he says, think big, start small, and start fast. Don't think about stuff and plan it and do it. Just get stuff out there, start using it. He brought up the well-known adage of adopt before buy and buy before create, and that's very important when you do this. And in fact, he also says create tools that meet users' needs. Don't create tools that are cool or neat, but figure out what the user wants. And open source always should be the first choice. Now, there's some other recommendations that came out. Burke says FedSpace should not call themselves a one-stop shop. He hates that kind of term because it gives the wrong impression. He asked a simple question. I'll ask you the same one, Chris, so we can play a little game. When you go to the internet, where do you go? Where do you start to find things on the internet?
Search engine, Google, Bing, Yep.
Use that same approach for collaborative spaces, linking instead of trying to make it all, you know, one big database that holds everything. Bring it together through links, and that ease of use is so important. Other lessons, make things easy to find. The Defense Information Systems Agency, for instance, put all their budget planning information on Intel Link to make sure the documents, and made sure that the documents were no more than 3 clicks away. Now, these are great lessons, and it kind of reminds me of that old Mark Forman from mantra, 3 clicks to service.
Yeah, and it's amazing how... remember just a couple of years ago, everyone was trying to build these portals where you provided all the information, and what they're learning, even feds internally, that's not necessarily how people get their information.
Correct. You want to go reach out and you want to have a starting point, so that's where the portal comes in, but that portal then links to everything else instead of everything behind it. And, you know, the big search engines, they've failed so many times and they're so complicated and they have so many issues that you have to deal with, from privacy to security to who owns the data. And I think that's part of what's out there. And that's another reason why one of the other lessons learned is leverage what is out there. Figure out what your agency is using and broaden it. Don't try to just bring in something new necessarily, because people, you know, are used to whatever tool it is. And then finally, Don Burke talks about any of these tools need to be vibrant, meaning it has to change, it has to add value, it can't be static. Make it, it's a social site, meaning that people are using it. They're actively talking and sharing to meet mission. So it's not just a everyone's working in their silos on the site. And finally, make it relevant. Make sure that we're not talking about, you know, make sure people are talking about stuff that matters, not sports or food or the restaurants, but sharing information that helps the agency meet its mission. I think those are some of the great lessons learned that this group in the intelligence community has come up with over the last four years, that the people at FedSpace and for that matter, everywhere else that they're trying to put these collaborative tools together should keep in mind.
I haven't seen him speak recently, but he usually talks about this has to meet a mission need. This, you're not just doing this for technology's sake. You're not just doing Web 2.0 for Web 2.0's sake. You have to have some kind of mission in mind.
I think that's still a very key thing. And I think part of what the impetus for OMB, for instance, to push FedSpace is that idea that nobody does their mission in a silo. That if you look at health IT, it's not just HHS, it's DOD, it's VA, it's a number of different agencies. When you look at Homeland Defense, it's not just Homeland Security Department, but it's also Agriculture Department and it's Commerce, and it's so many different agencies have a role. Why aren't we sharing? Why aren't we making it easier to understand what you're working on so I can add to that, I can take part in it, instead of, you know, as we hear often, reinvent the wheel over and over again.